Well, there's not much ice out there for ice fishing, but be prepared when it comes. I'm Ray Hageman, and this is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Stay tuned. Well, winter seems to be off to an awfully slow beginning so far, but soon enough, traditional weather will settle in, and Wyoming State Parks and the Wyoming Game and Fish are jointly reminding residents and visitors to prioritize safety while enjoying winter recreation, particularly when it comes to ice conditions. Temperatures have continued to fluctuate and trend warmer than average, making ice stability more unpredictable and potentially dangerous. Wyoming State Park Rangers and Wyoming Game and Fish Game Wardens routinely patrol frozen lakes, reservoirs, and access points throughout the winter season, responding to emergencies and educating recreationists about ice safety. Mark Coughlin, Chief Ranger of Wyoming State Park, says while winter offers stunning landscapes and exciting recreational activities, it's important to remember ice is never 100% safe. He says by working closely with Wyoming Game and Fish, we're able to combine training, patrol presence, and public education to help reduce preventable accidents. Before venturing onto any ice, it's essential to understand basic safety guidelines. Ice should generally be at least 4 inches thick for foot traffic. Ice measuring 6 inches thick may support one ATV or a snowmobile. Rangers and game wardens, though, advise remaining alert for pressure ridges, inlets, vegetation, and other areas where ice may be thinner or unstable. Craig Smith, Deputy Chief Game Warden of the Wyoming Game and Fish, says as ice begins to form this winter, drill test holes to determine thickness, and remember, that's not always uniform either. Weak ice may not support even light foot traffic or motorized vehicles, and if conditions are uncertain, just stay off of it. Coughlin says both agencies respond to ice-related incidents every winter. Recreationists should always be prepared to self-rescue and carry safety equipment such as personal flotation devices and ice awls. Help can sometimes be far away. Monitoring local ice conditions through your nearest parks or recreation areas can significantly enhance safety and experience. State Parks and the Wyoming Game and Fish share a commitment to public safety, responsible recreation, and stewardship of Wyoming's outdoor resources. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.